The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The Pharisees went off and plotted how they might entrap Jesus in speech. They sent their disciples to him with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth, and you are not concerned with anyone's opinion, for you do not regard a person's status. Tell us, then, what is your opinion? Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not?" Knowing their malice, Jesus said, "Why are you testing me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin that pays the census tax." Then they handed him the Roman coin. He said to them, "Whose image is this, and whose inscription?" They replied, "Caesar's." And that he said to them, "Then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." The Gospel of the Lord. Good evening. You might be wondering why I read a gospel, not Deacon Jay, but because I want to emphasize on the word, I'm not even saying it, look, it's reacting already, the word tax. We're talking about God here, but at the same time, on a Sunday evening, we will be talking about taxes. I said, oh boy, why did I go to church today? No, I want you to think about this particular gospel, because we heard this gospel several times. Give to Caesar's what's to Caesar's. Give to God what is God. And this is a problematic gospel because a group of people, there's two groups of people who tested Christ. One is the Pharisees, who are following the Jewish law, and the Herodians, which a political group that follow Herod, now testing Jesus. They form an alliance here. And I want you to think about this. If Jesus paid the taxes, he will be in trouble with the Jewish people. He's saying that, oh, you're not being faithful to your own group. But we know that Jesus is a Jew, a faithful Jew. Then if Jesus pay his taxes or don't pay the tax or taxes, people will think about him as a revolutionary. So where is Jesus going to go? Jesus is trapped. This is exactly why Jesus is saying, why are you doing this to me? And there's a word that being said here, there's a malice with these two groups. And that's the reason why Jesus said, you hypocrites. Why is this Jesus saying these two groups hypocrites? Because in other translation of this particular gospel, there's a word rabbi. Is it lawful to pay the taxes or not? Because when you are being express as a teacher or a rabbi, it means I want to learn from you. But this time, no. These two groups doesn't want to learn about paying taxes. It's about trapping Jesus. What word he will say, because they want to hang Jesus on the cross. And the problem with this is Jesus put the motives to them. Why are you doing this? And help me to think about this, especially with this particular gospel. And how can we put this in our own context? I just reminded today by one of our readers, he's applying for colleges. So he needs to write 14 essays, not to scare the young kids to apply for college. Help me to think about this experience also when I was teaching high school, that they always ask me, if they apply to a Catholic university, can they express their own unbelief? Can they express their belief in God in a public university? Separation of state and church. It's like water and oil. And we hear this in our country. Those people kneeling during the NFL games. I'm not going to go there because it's so confusing. Let's play hockey instead. It's a separation. People have their own opinion during Jesus' time and today. But what I want you to think about this, especially this week, what are these two groups' motives? Why did they do this to Jesus? There is one word I want you to think about. The word is envy. These two groups are envious of Jesus because Jesus is getting popular amongst the people around him and doing miracles, and they're so afraid that Jesus will take away their power. And this is what I learned about this particular gospel towards the end. Renders to Caesar's what's to Caesar's. Yes, government or system is good because it gives us a structure and order. But also what I learned in this particular gospel, the very last end or the last line of this gospel, give God's what's for God. And this is what I learned. Whatever God or this two groups is experiencing, and also Jesus, everything comes from God. This political trouble that they're experiencing, right, this particular gospel, everything is God. Caesar's palace or Caesar's power is shaped by God. Think about this. For us, what does that mean? Whatever your political side is, Democrats, Republican, but we are shaped on our faith in God. What is that word? It's our conscience. Our conscience leads us to what is right and what is just. Think about this, and let's go back to the word envious. Think of anything or someone that you're envious right now. People are struggling about this, and everyone. But people feel trapped about this, and they cannot move. Think about those people. Think about those things. And think of those things that you cannot move and feel trapped. And that's what I'm going to offer you this week. Reflect on those things. Don't be afraid. But pray to God. Not to eradicate it, but to be a reflective person. How can I be an open person to what's the need of the world today? Because if God is merciful, if God is loving, if God is kind, and if we are God's, we do all those good qualities because we belong in a community of God. Yes, we have our own shortcomings, but as I said to you, don't be afraid about it this week, but offer it to God in a way that you will move to the justice of God, because that's been given to us. Today, especially as Catholic, we just can't sit here in a church and pray for change. And we always hear it, we are the change. We can be outspoken Catholics. I think this is the right time to do it also, because in faith that needs to be expressed in words, actions, and prayer. So my prayer for you this week, may God's grace and God's Holy Spirit be with you to work on those shortcomings or envious things or person in your life, that you don't feel trapped, but feel open, because we are God's and we belong to God. God bless you.